Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. This is the Special Report section, where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special report on predictions for the United States for 2018. What's in store for the country, as shown by applying the predictive techniques of Vedic astrology to the USA birth chart. According to Vedic astrology's planetary period system of prediction, the USA is now in the third year of a Rahu major period, an 18 years long period that began for the nation in November 2015. The major period planet highlights the part of the natal karma of the astrology chart indicated by that planet. It provides the context within which the other astrological factors will manifest their energy patterns. Rahu is one of the eclipse points, in other words, where the apparent path of the moon and the apparent path of the sun cross each other. An eclipse point obscures the sun or the moon during an eclipse. Rahu, therefore, is associated with darkness, hiding, distortion, and confusion. Rahu is a demon in Vedic mythology, in other words, someone not human, alien, unusual, characterized by great desire, urgency, extremism, and fanaticism, and yet with the potential for success. Demons are hard to defeat. Rahu is also a dragon, a snake. The snake sheds its skin. Therefore, Rahu signifies transformation, regeneration, and rebirth. Likewise, its major period displays those qualities. The current USA Rahu major period began just when the 2016 presidential election process began to move into high gear. Certainly, that campaign illustrated many of the qualities of Rahu. It was unusual, with lots of obscuring elements, and with an arguably demonic central character who then became the president of the country. There was also, as we now know, a foreign element taking part in the election with the intent of sowing more confusion. Rahu signifies both foreigners and confusion. In the USA astrology chart, Rahu is placed in the eighth house. This sector of the chart stands for death and longevity, chronic problems, partner's money, and it is the house of big changes. Other significations of the eighth house are secrets, secret knowledge, clandestine operations, and the potential for scandal and humiliation. In the chart of a nation, the eighth house indicates peril to the people. In other words, disasters. It is also the house of taxes and financial relations with other countries. Death or removal of the national leader is another signification. Due to the intrinsic qualities of Rahu, its eighth house position puts even more emphasis on the potential for eighth house type events. During the last U.S. Rahu major period, President McKinley was assassinated in 1901, which paved the way for a decidedly transformational president, Theodore Roosevelt. Accompanying Rahu in the eighth house is natal Mercury, which gets dragged along for the ride during the Rahu major period. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking and communications, therefore the media. Rahu causes distortion to the significations of an associated planet, so thinking becomes extreme, logic and reason get obscured, and we get distortion of the information and therefore misleading media reports. The last USA Rahu major period from 1896 to 1914 was the time of yellow journalism, when the sensationalist reporting in major USA newspapers actually brought on a war, the Spanish-American War. As is already apparent, deliberately divisive stories, fake news, and the urgency built into today's news reports are heading the country in the direction of war this time around as well. According to the planetary period formula, the Jupiter subperiod of the USA's Rahu major period begins in the middle of 2018. The Jupiter subperiod turns on the significations of Jupiter, the planet of expansion, prosperity, belief, optimism, truth, justice, law, and religion. On the downside, Jupiter indicates excess, indulgence, overexpansion, false optimism, and relying too much on faith. In the USA chart, natal Jupiter is posited in the seventh house in the sign Gemini. The sign Gemini is the most dual sign of the zodiac, both flexible but simultaneously indecisive. Jupiter in Gemini illustrates the USA's basic nature of having more than one religion, more than one set of beliefs, and even more than one set of laws, one for the common people and another for the elite. By way of the signs Jupiter rules, Sagittarius and Pisces, the Jupiter subperiod activates the karma of the USA first house and the fourth house. The first house is the significator of self, in other words, the identity of the nation, the health and well-being of the people, general attitude and behavior. The fourth house is lands, the common people, and anybody opposed to the leader, in other words, opposition to the president and his party. Jupiter manifests its significations through its seventh house placement. In the chart of a country, the seventh house represents partner countries, overseas operations, alliances, and direct enemies. Jupiter is the planet of wisdom. Gemini is diplomacy. The Jupiter subperiod will introduce more faith in diplomacy as a better way to approach global problems. Jupiter subperiod for the USA begins July 2018 and lasts until December 2020. Against the backdrop of the Rahu major period and the Jupiter subperiod, we now consider the positions of the transiting planets in 2018 and how they affect the USA chart. Saturn is in sidereal Sagittarius for the entire year, since Sagittarius is the rising sign of the USA Vedic astrology chart. This is a big influence. Saturn is the reality check planet, the planet of restriction and limitation, the planet of responsibility and obligation. Saturn is the planet of time and delay. It slows things down. Saturn is the planet of structure and therefore represents stability. At its worst, Saturn brings suffering. While transiting over the USA ascendant, Saturn is opposite to, aspecting, the USA chart's natal Gemini planets in the seventh house: Mars, Venus, Jupiter, and the Sun. The significations of these natal planets will be impacted by Saturn during 2018. The planet of harsh realities will affect natal Venus, planet of finance and agreement, Jupiter, planet of truth and law, and the Sun, planet of authority and reputation. Saturn is the planet of control. During the last time Saturn transited in the USA ascendant, 1988 through 1990, the U.S. was engaged in the Iran-Contra affair, invaded Panama, and began the ramp-up to the first Iraq War, all instances of the U.S. trying to control things in other countries. Saturn's energy of harsh limitation affecting Jupiter, the planet of laws, will put the USA system of courts and laws to the test. Saturn's quality of restriction will restrict the potential of natal Jupiter to discern the truth. Saturn will burden Jupiter's usual optimism and make the country doubt itself. Saturn will call into question Jupiter's morality. These significations become stronger when the Jupiter sub-period begins in July. Saturn is the enemy of the Sun. Saturn's aspect on the USA natal Sun will limit the country's authority and diminish the status and reputation of the USA amongst nations. Transiting Jupiter is the counterpart of transiting Saturn. Jupiter is the principle of expansion, whereas Saturn is restriction. Jupiter is optimism. Saturn is pessimism. Jupiter entered Libra in September 2017 and remains there until October 2018. Libra is the 11th house of the USA chart. The 11th house of a country's chart signifies the legislature, in other words, Congress, and the nation's goals and aspiration. The planet of hope and optimism helps the 11th house of Congress and the nation's ambition maintain confidence that something can be accomplished this year. But this Jupiter energy does not give as strong an effect as transiting Saturn does, holding things back from its position going through the ascendant. In October, Jupiter changes signs, entering sidereal Scorpio, which is the 12th house of the USA chart. The planet of truth, justice, and law will be in the house of hidden actions, foreign agents, criminals, and conspiracy for the remainder of 2018 and most of 2019. Jupiter's energy is to expand whatever it influences, so more events in the cloak and dagger sector, implying more foreign involvements and more investigations. On the other hand, the 12th house also stands for displaced persons, and Jupiter is the planet of generosity. Rahu and Ketu, the nodes of the moon, in other words, the eclipse points, will spend all of 2018 in sidereal Cancer and Capricorn, the signs they transited into in September 2017. Cancer is the 8th house of the USA chart. Capricorn is the sign of the 2nd. As it happens, these placements are identical to the birth chart's natal placements, creating what Vedic astrologers call a nodal return. This transit initiates another 19 years long cycle of the nodes transiting around the chart. Therefore, it indicates some change, some transformation that comes to these two sectors of the chart and the USA karma. Rahu is transiting in the 8th house, emphasizing natal Rahu's karma of transformation, confusion, and obsession with 8th house themes, such as the nation's taxes and financial arrangements with other countries. We've already seen changes to the tax code while this transit has been in progress, and certainly financial arrangements is a big topic currently. Another potential will be effects on what the nation borrows, in other words, treasury bonds. Ketu is transiting, meanwhile, in the 2nd house, the house of the country's currency. The U.S. dollar lost significant value with respect to other major currencies in 2017 already. Since Ketu signifies loss on the material plane, that downward trend will continue during 2018. The country's treasury is also signified by the 2nd house, along with the banking system and the central bank, in other words, the Federal Reserve, which will be likewise losing in some respect. There are a couple of other unusual planetary patterns happening in 2018 which will contribute to making this year different. The first of these is the retrograde period of Mars. Mars normally takes 6 weeks to transit through a sign, but due to having a retrograde period this year, it will remain in Capricorn for much longer, 6 months, from May 2nd until November 5th. The retrograde phase begins on June 26th and lasts until August 27th. Capricorn is the second house of the USA chart. The extended Mars transit in the second house of the chart indicates a lot of action and potential conflict for the finances of the country, including the currency and the banking system, as well as the second house signification of purchasing power of the people. In Vedic astrology, retrograde Mars is considered to be a first-rate troublemaker. During the Mars retrograde phase from the end of June until the end of August, there's a strong potential for things to go off the rails in the country's finances. Making matters worse, K2 is already transiting in this sector, which will magnify the problems of the Mars transit. Making it still worse, there will be a total eclipse of the moon on July 27th, with Mars and K2 in near exact conjunction, a rather evil combination which could precipitate a crisis of some sort. Towards the end of the year, another notable planetary pattern emerges. When Venus enters its retrograde phase, starting October 5th and lasting until November 16th, the planet of harmony and agreement, value and relationship, will be in Libra, the sign of balance and equality, for 4 months, from September 1st until the end of the year. This puts Venus in its own sign, making Venus especially strong. Libra is the 11th house of the USA chart, the sector that indicates the aspirations of the people and the legislature, in other words, Congress. Venus will be retrograde when the 2018 midterm election takes place. One of the significations of retrograde Venus is having second thoughts about what one has purchased, in other words, buyer's remorse, here in the House of Congress at election time. Sounds like it may be a blue wave election after all. So there you have it. 2018 for the USA. Of course, I will be presenting more details in future reports on this YouTube channel as the year progresses. And now, one more thing. A reminder that the Astrology News Report needs your help to keep going. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please support it and me by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks.